Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is December 28th, 1954, and the title is River of No Return. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he's getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Pablo.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The River of No Return. There is a river that flows through the cattle country with a strange name. And though today the legend behind the name of that river is almost forgotten, there was a time in the early days of our West when the mystery of that river was on the tongue of every settler in that part of the country. This is the story of that river, The River of No Return, and of the man who made it a legend, The Cisco Kid. And now, two men wait behind a heavy door as they listen to stealthy knocking.
Open the passage, Tex. That must be Red.
All right, Hoyt. Keep your gun handy just in case.
Oh, howdy, Red.
Right, Colonel Hoyt. Looks like a prospector from the equipment he's packing.
He must have followed the riverbed here into the cavern.
He'll follow the river here in the cavern to the point where the river goes underground. Then he'll be as confused as the others were.
You gotta fix the outside of that door again.
You know, what's the matter with it?
The hinges are getting weak. The bottom of the door drags.
Can you notice it from the outside?
Nah, it still looks like part of the cavern wall.
Don't worry. When old Fenwick made the outside of that door out of rock, he disguised the entrance of this mine so nobody can find it.
Not unless they knew what they were looking for.
Who else could look for this mine? Since we killed old Fenwick, we're the only three that know about it.
Shh. What's that? I thunder, that rider must have found the door.
Maybe just a mistake.
He should have dry-gulched him before he rode into the cavern.
That hombre ain't making no mistake. He's looking for the opener, and he knows about this door.
What do we do, Hoyt?
Wait a minute.
Maybe if we don't do nothing, they'll go away.
No. If he knows about that door, he knows about the mine. Draw your guns. Let's see who this nosy prospector is.
Now, Hoyt?
Yeah. He's opening that door now. Let's get him.
Grab him, boys.
Come here, you. Hem her down, Mr. Albash.
Better listen to him.
Who are you?
Since you're the prisoner, the question is, who are you?
I'm Bill Fenwick. This is my father's mine.
Old Fenwick, son.
Never knew he had one.
He kept talking about it, but I thought it was his crazy raven. Said his boy was married and back east.
Yeah, that's right. What happened to my father? We heard he disappeared.
Hey, he disappeared all right. For good.
You killed him. For this mine.
Your guess is correct, mister. And the same is in store for you.
Take his gun, Red, and I'll finish
him. Hold it, Tex. Fenwick, the choice is yours. You figure correctly that we killed your father.
You dirty skunk.
Keep a civil tongue in your head, mister, or I'll knock it off.
That's good advice, Fenwick. Take it. The point is, we have taken possession of the mine. We're going to keep it. Now, if you want to remain alive, you'll do as you're told.
We're going to keep him alive to work the mine for us?
Exactly. Fenwick, if you work, you eat. If you don't, we don't feed you. And if I know human nature, you'll stay alive and work because you think you may be able to escape.
But you won't escape, mister. I'll see to that.
Of course you will, Red. But he'll take the gamble that he can, won't you, Fenwick? Well, Fenwick, thinking of your wife, that's the right way to think.
Well, I'll have to do as you say. Nothing else I can do now.
Oh, from now on, your old man had the same idea. He did.
Remember that, Fenwick, when you try to escape. Meanwhile, we'll look up your wife. If you behave yourself, no harm will come to her.
We almost to the Fenwick Rancho, Cisco?
I think so, Pancho. According to the directions we got in town, it should be it up ahead.
See, your bill not say much in the letter to Cisco. Pancho wonder why he needs Cisco. Pancho too bad.
You'll soon find out, Pancho. This must be the rancho we're looking for.
I'd be glad to see the good wife of Señor Bill.
Si. I'd be glad to see Senora Maggie also. Go,
oh,
look,
ho, now, ho, ho.
I wonder where Señor Bill can be.
Maybe he out looking for his father's mine.
Señora Maggie, buenos dias.
Buenos dias, Señora Maggie. Buenos dias from Pancho.
Oh, I'm glad to see you two. It's been a nightmare.
What is the matter, Señora Maggie? Where is Señor Bill?
I don't know, and it's been driving me crazy.
But Cisco got a letter from Señor Bill. It says Señor Bill here at the rancho.
He wrote that letter before he disappeared. Oh, come into the house. I'll tell you all I know.
Gracias, Señora.
Gracias, Señora. And tell Cisco and Pancho what you know.
Make yourself comfortable. Well, I don't know where to begin.
Well, the last time we were all together, you had just returned from the east, and Señor Bill was going to try to find his father.
Yes. Bill didn't hear from his dad for some time.
Then you do tell us his father find the gold mine and keep it a secret.
That's right. Bill's dad wrote that he was afraid someone might try to take it from him.
Did Señor Bill's father file a claim to the mine?
No. Well, he felt that because it was on his property, no one could jump the claim if they didn't know about it.
The Señora got a map to the mine?
No, Bill has it with him. Uh-huh. He took it when he disappeared, 3 days ago.
Did he tell you where he was going to search for his father?
Well, he said he was going to follow the River of No Return to its source.
The River of No Return?
That's right.
I can't much like that river.
I have heard of this river.
What you heard about it, Cisco? What you heard about it?
Many men have disappeared while exploring it and never been heard of again.
Bill said that it flows from a cavern, large enough for a man to ride a horse into. I wonder what could have happened to him.
That we are going to find out, Señora. And when we do, perhaps we shall also uncover why men do not return from these rivers.
Now, open up, let him in.
Yeah, where's the prisoner?
Down below, working the claim. We're getting rich on his labor.
What about his wife? You talk to her?
No.
Why not?
I was about to ride up to the ranch house when I spied a couple of hombres heading for it at a high gallop.
Did you recognize them?
No, a couple of strangers to this part of the country.
They must be. According to the old man, he didn't know anyone out here before he bought that range.
What'd they look like?
Well, one was short and fat, the other was tall. He wore a black clothes, he rode a big stallion.
That sounds like... Oh, but it couldn't be.
Like who, Hoyt? Who couldn't it be?
The Cisco Kid and his partner, Pancho.
Yeah, I've heard of them, too. Cisco's supposed to be greased lightning with a six gun.
It could be someone else. There's other riders to fit that description.
Well, we can soon find out. Get Bill Fenwick up.
I'll get him.
If it is Cisco, I'd like the chance to swap lead with him.
If it is, you won't get that chance. I have an old score to settle with him myself.
You used to know him?
Yeah. Back in Durango. I was run out of there because of him. Nearly lost my life.
Hurry up, Mr. Gordon. Get over there. Well, what do you want now?
The answer to a question, Bill. What do you want us to do with the dead bodies of the Cisco Kid and Pancho?
You killed them? No. No, I don't believe it. Cisco's too smart to fall into your trap.
You may be right. Truth is, we have not killed them yet. We were trying to find out if the two men Tex saw were the Cisco Kid and Pancho.
That was a good way to find out, Hoyt.
Well, what's the next move?
We hold the pat hand. Why should we make a move?
You mean wait for them to make a move?
Exactly. Bill said Cisco's smart. He's partly right.
What do you mean, partly?
Well, Cisco may be smart enough to find his way in here.
But if he does, he won't get out alive.
Don't be too sure of that. Just wait and see.
Shut up! Mister,
nobody asked you.
Be more gentle with the help, Red. No. No, Bill. You wait and see. We intend to make sure that Pancho and the Cisco Kid don't get out of here alive.
Look, Cisco. And the river flow from out of Big Cave.
Well, that's the cavern I was telling you about, Cisco.
The water does not look too deep. Señora, yes? Pancho and I will ride our horses into the cavern. It's better if you return to the rancho.
No, Cisco, I'm going with you.
Better to do what Cisco says, Señora Maggie. This not return river look like a place what better not to got to return from.
My mind's made up. Nothing either of you can say will change it.
Very well, Señora. Follow us. I will go first, Pancho.
Cisco thing inside the cave, a trap.
Perhaps, Pancho.
Oh, it's frightening me. It's dark and so dense.
Light that lantern we brought, Pancho, so that we can see better.
Pancho, light the lantern, Cisco.
Look, Cisco, the river.
Not indeed, the river come from nowhere. That way to get the name, huh?
Hold on. Underground stream. Comes to the surface here at the base of this cavern wall.
Just so far as the river and the cavern go, Cisco. We're not going to go no further.
I don't know anything about maps, but... The bill said there was some kind of entrance to the mine here in the cavern.
We will examine the ground on either side of the river. Come on, Yellow.
Come on, Uncle Gordon. Now, go, Uncle. I'm trying to look for footprints in your pocket.
Sir, there must be some kind of a door.
Look, there, along the wall. Hold it up. Hold, hold.
Yes, I see what you mean, Cisco. That rock looks as though it's falling. Oh, hold it, look.
Yeah, hold it, hold it, hold it. Hold the rock.
Look closely. This rock could be the outside of a door.
Santo Cisco, right.
He's filled behind that door. Maybe he's hurt.
We will find out. Have your gun ready, Pancho?
Yes, I got the gun. I got the gun.
You stay out here, Senora Mackey.
I will not. I've got a gun and I can use it.
If there is anyone on the other side of that door, they have already heard us.
Let me do, Cisco.
Senora, when Pancho pulls open this door, you stay behind it with him.
What are you going to do, Cisco?
I will stand on the other side of this rock. When the door is opened, I will quickly throw my sombrero through the passageway.
Bueno, Cisco. Then if the bad hombre is on the other side, we know it when they shoot Cisco's sombrero.
Now, Pancho, open the door.
No one inside, Cisco.
I guess you're right, Pancho.
Keep your gun handy. You'll still be walking into a trap. And your lantern to the other side, Pancho.
Not me. What a big room, Cisco.
It must be what Bill was talking about. The mine entrance.
Maggie, look out. It's a trap.
Where are you?
Now, boys, don't let him escape. Come along.
And it does seem that in spite of all Cisco's precautions, he, Maggie, and Pancho are destined to join the others who have journeyed up the river of no return. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, The River of No Return. Cisco and Pancho have come to the aid of their friend, Bill Fenwick. His wife, Maggie, tells them that Bill has disappeared while looking for the mine he inherited from his father. Though it is not known by Maggie, Hoyt Gresham and his two gunslingers, Red and Tex, have murdered Bill's father, taken possession of the mine, and are now holding Bill a prisoner. As Maggie, Cisco, and Pancho walk into a trap set for them by Hoyt and his killers, Bill tries to warn them. Several gunshots ring out and...
Hey, Santos, it's dark in here. Someone shoot the lamp, Pancho carry.
I did it, Pancho, so those hombres could not kill us. Senora, are you all right?
Yes, Cisco, but what happened to Bill?
Here, Pancho.
See?
Keep my neckerchief in the oil of that lantern and leave it up there on the ground. Move away from it, and I will toss a match on it. Then we'll be able to see.
Bueno, Cisco. That way we'll shoot at the bad hombres first. Now, Cisco, toss the match.
Now, bandidos, we can see you.
What the mayor, Cisco, bandidos, go on.
There's Bill on the floor. He's dead.
No, no. Yeah, no. He's coming too.
Yes, and Bill opened his eyes. Here, Pancho, here, Pancho. Oh.
Thank heavens you're alive. You're safe.
Oh, Maggie, I never thought I'd see you again. Cisco and Pancho.
Where are those coyotes who tried to drag us?
They must have left here by way of the old mine tunnel. Hoyt told the other two to leave if they didn't get you first, Cisco. I think that tunnel leads to Hoyt Gresham's ranch.
Who, Hoyt Gresham?
Do you feel well enough to show us these tunnels, Senor Bill? We will follow them.
No. No, Cisco. If we go through that tunnel, they'll drag us, sure. We won't have a chance.
Oh. Oh, Bill, dear, you're hurt.
No. Oh, I'm all right.
You'd better rest. We will leave here the way we came in.
I should like to know what happened to Senor Bill.
And I would like to know who those three pack rats are, so I can hunt them down.
Here's the end of that tunnel, Hoyt.
You'll probably be coming after us. Let's hide out here and dry gulch.
It's unnecessary for us all to remain here. Red, you conceal yourself. If they should attempt to escape, you can pick them off.
What are you and Tex going to do in the meantime?
We're going to ride back to the entrance of the cavern with several charges of dynamite.
Dynamite? What for?
We're going to seal the entrance to that cavern so that no one can ever get out of it.
Blow up the entrance and cause a landslide?
Right. They named that river correctly because those four will never return.
And their leader, Hoyt Gresham, told me they killed my father, Cisco. I'll get them for it.
Oh, Bill, I'm sorry. If you're feeling better, let's get out of here. We'll ride double on my horse.
Hey, those bandita killers. Pancho, I'd like to see them in the jail.
You may see that very soon, Pancho. But first, we will take the two Fenwicks back to the rancho.
Then we go hunt the bandidos?
Si. Uh-huh. Can you get up now, Senor Bill?
Yes, Cisco. I'm all right.
Here, Robin. Take it easy.
Yeah. Here, Pancho, open the rock door for you.
Let me go first. I will get the horses.
Santos.
They are gone. Diablo would not wander off.
Lobo not go away neither, Cisco. Diablo! That Diablo, Cisco. That he.
Why doesn't he come to you, Cisco?
The only reason Diablo doesn't come to me is because someone has tied him.
If those varmints had kept me prisoner.
Now, how'd they go to the front of the cave when they leave through the mine shaft?
They probably know a shortcut from the shaft exit to the entrance of the cavern.
In that case, they are waiting out there to dry gulch us.
Do you rush them, Cisco?
That would be foolhardy. If they are out there, they will shoot us down before we get halfway out of here.
Look, it's our horses.
Well, maybe those skunks aren't out there.
No, horses break loose. And see the rope hanging from Diablo?
Si. Loco and the senora's horse were tied to Diablo's saddle.
Bueno, Loco. You come to Pancho when he needs you.
Even though we've got the horses, it doesn't get us out of here.
I won't have any of you risking your lives anymore.
Perhaps it will not be necessary.
Cisco got the plan?
We will wait until nightfall. When it is dark, we will have a better chance to get those coyotes.
You stupid imbecile, why didn't you hang on to those horses?
I'd like to have seen you hang on to that big stallion. When he heard that whistle from inside the cavern, he went crazy.
I wanted that horse for myself.
We're going to stand here arguing all day. We're going to use this dynamite. And where are you going to set it off?
Right here. The explosion will completely block the cave entrance. You can duck around those rocks as soon as you light the fuse.
Well, let's let... I'll throw it, Hoyt. Get rid of that dynamite. Hurry. Hurry, get behind these rocks.
Hit the ground.
You have the lantern fixed, Pancho? Light it so we can see what's happening.
The lantern fixed, Cisco. Here the light. Matter of me, the back wall of the cave where the river comes from the ground is gone.
That explosion made the back wall collapse.
Jehoshaphat, there's another cavern behind that wall as big as this one. So that's where the river comes from.
Hopefully we come in all covered up, Cisco.
See, Pancho. And since those bandidos are probably still guarding the mine shaft, we will have to follow this river upstream and see where it takes us.
Hey, man. Pancho, glad Pancho able to fix the lamp.
You're right, Double Maggie. Here, to the stirrup.
Lucky for us, that opening is big enough for the horses to get through.
Come on, Diablo.
Come on, Lobo. Go now.
Give me your lantern, Pancho, so I can see where I'm going.
Yes, he's good.
Most of the oil in this lamp has spilled. Soon we'll have no light.
Suffering catfish, you're not going to try to find your way in the dark, Cisco.
No, I am not. Diablo will.
Well, how's the horse going to get us out of here in the darkness?
This is fresh air we are breathing. There must be another entrance. I trust Diablo to find it.
San Francisco, the lamp got to go out.
Still, I'm frightened.
Don't worry, honey. We'll get out of here.
We must get out of here. Up, Diablo. It's up to you, amigo.
Red's still sitting there watching the mine shaft like a hoot owl after a prairie dog.
What are you looking for, Red?
Ain't never coming out.
I heard that dynamite blast of yours. Sure you got him?
It's a cinch they can't get out that front entrance to the cavern.
What about the mine shaft I've been guarding? If that explosion didn't kill him, they could go through the rock door and come out this shaft.
We'll sit here for a spell to see if they do show up.
Yeah, I'm going in after them.
That'd be foolish. They have to come out through here if they're alive. And I don't think they are.
Cisco, I'm trying to see the daylight up ahead.
By thunder, you're right, Pancho.
Diablo did find the way. Oh, I never thought he could do it, Cisco.
Pancho and I have had to depend on Loco and Diablo so many times that we know what they can do. Get on out for that.
Hold over. What'd you see, Cisco? What'd you see, huh?
Over at that next hill by the mine shaft opening.
Yeah, it's them. White Gresham, Red, and Tex.
Let me go get those bandidos, Cisco.
Si, amigo, we will.
I'm going with you. Give me one of your guns, Cisco. Maggie, get down off the horse and wait here.
But, Bill, do you feel well enough?
Well enough to make that Red sorry he was ever born. I got a score to settle with him.
Very well, Sayor Bill. Here is the gun. Up, Gabriel.
Go, Gabriel.
They do not see us yet.
No. Bandidos be surprised. We'll be right up on them.
They've spotted us. We can head them off before they get to the horses.
Bandidos. Good enough.
Give them back as good as they send them, amigo.
Bueno, Cisco shoot the gun from the hand of one bandido.
Right. Seem to remember that, hombre. I will take care of him.
Pancho, use the bullwhip on the other bandido.
You take Tex, but leave the redhead to me.
Now, you coyote, for a lesson you will never forget.
Pancho, fix you with the bullwhip of blowing up.
Where is your battery?
Let's see how tough you are without that gun, Red.
I'll be glad to show you, Mr.
How do you like that?
That's great.
And you will never
use dynamite again.
Anyone else?
That's enough.
Stop with that
bullwhip.
One
more
time for good measure,
you bunch. Yeah.
I quit.
Pancho, look at the billy. Say your bill is giving that red
coyote. Mother, me, say your bill, he mad.
All right. Come on, mister. I got some more for
you. No. No more.
Bueno, señor Bill. This is a good fight.
Say, tie them up. We'll turn them over to the nearest sheriff. Their thieving mining days are over.
Phil and I hate to see you and Pancho leave, Cisco.
Yeah, I don't know what to say, Cisco. How does a man tell his friend who has saved his life, thank you?
Say nothing, amigo. That is what friends are for.
Well, Cisco, at least you and Pancho stay and help me work the mine. We'll share it.
Oh, please stay. There's more than enough for all of us.
Pancho, not know what to do with so much money.
Gracias, amigos. I know what you say comes from your hearts, but Pancho and I cannot let the grass grow beneath our feet.
Yeah, that's a big trouble with Cisco. You always got to see what's on the other side of the hill.
Well, anytime you change your mind, the offer's always open.
God bless both of you.
Hasta la vista, amigos. Hasta
la vista.
Hasta la vista, buen Pancho. Buen amigo, buen amigo.
Adios, Cisco.
Adios, Pancho.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Pancho, think of that not returning river.
What are you thinking about the river of no return, Chico?
Pancho thinks they got to change the name now that Cisco solved the mystery of the river.
Perhaps you can invent a new name for that river, Pancho.
Pancho not can invent names. Pancho likes to invent things.
Well, what sort of thing would you invent, Pancho?
Well, Pancho would make shoes out of old banana skin.
But, Chico, what kind of shoes can anyone make out of old banana skin?
Slippers.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.